Recently, my team participated in a hackathon, and I wanted to share our entry with you. We took a particle core to use as a controller into a Unity game engine using Socket.io and Node.js. In this episode of Raw Tech, we'll share that entry with you. Hi, I'm Brian Sherwin, and in this episode, we're going to show you what we did for a recent hackathon. We created a game called Cybermaze, and in this game, we pit a cat versus a mouse in a maze trying to get each other. Let's take a look at the code. All right, so let's take a look at the different pieces of this Cybermaze. First here, we're going to start off in our code. And notice that we've got three different pieces here. We've got the INO. This is going to be the file we're going to publish on the Particle build server. Then we have a server application that's going to be a Node.js application providing us with the maze generation and controlling whose turn it is and the movement of the pieces. Finally, we have a Unity game that's going to provide some visualization. So let's take a look real quick here at the particle build code. If I come over to the particle build server, here we're going to include some code about the internet button, and that internet button is the part of the device with all the LEDs that we showed earlier. Then what we're going to do is we're going to have a number of scenarios. Whose turn is it? Whether you had a successful move or a fail move, and that's going to set these things up. So the move result is going to be a particle function that we're going to call to display either the red or the green on the button. And then my turn will tell the other user via flashing white lights that it is their turn. So here, the move result, we're going to get a difference between we're going to get the action, and we're going to figure out what that action, whether it was true or false. And so if it was a game over, we're going to display the game over. If it was a success, we're going to specify the distance away from the other user. And then if it's a fail, we're going to specify the flashing red. Now, the reason we chose to do the success with a distance was over time, we actually wanted to add features that would allow you to progressively make it blink faster or kind of do something to increase the heart rate of the person playing the game, but we haven't done that yet. Game over, we're going to display a rainbow on the card. On my turn, we're going to turn all the LEDs on and off. We're going to just use a white light, so we're going to use a 15% on all the LEDs. And then on a success, we're going to turn everything on with green. So we're using a bright green here. And then on a fail, we're going to turn everything on red. And then to kind of kick things off here, we're going to have the button waiting for a move. And so if you push the button up, you'll get it's a zero. If it's down, it's a one. If it's left, it's a 2, and right, it's a 3. So we've got all the buttons mapped to a move direction that we're going to do. And we use a particle publish to send that data over to our Node.js application. All right, so let's take a look at the Node.js code. So we're going to go over to our server, and we're going to bring up Visual Studio Code. So here we are inside of Visual Studio Code. We've got our app.js file. This is going to do some including of the code for the maze generation, wiring up Express for our website, set up some stuff with Socket.io, and for the Spark, the particle publish. And then we actually use a config file to go and get the configuration. We get things going off with setting up a resource for our HTML file. That's going to be our web page for getting the game started. And then we've got a couple of things going on here with our Spark login. So when we log in, we're going to make a connection and we're going to connect to different clients. When our user presses the Start Game button, we're going to respond to that via a Socket.io event called Start Game. And then we're going to broadcast, we're going to do a broadcast emit login for the Unity game to pick it up. But then also because we want information to go back to the web page, we're going to do the login. There may be a better way to do this, but this was a hackathon, so we got it done pretty quick. Then what we're going to do, we've got our player, and our player is going to define where he is located on the board. So then we're going to create a game object, and that game object is going to have kind of a width and height for the maze. And we're going to go use the maze generator to create that maze. And then we're going to place the players on the board. And then we're going to start doing things like a check and move, whether it's a valid move or not. And we're going to go and ask our maze if that's a valid value. So we've got a couple of functions here with the get distance between players, and then also validate the move for the players. When we handle the move, we're going to go out and we're going to just keep track of where the player is, and then we're going to call those two functions, the move result and the my turn, on the Spark. And so that's going to be how we're going to tell the particle what to display to the user. And then finally, we're going to do a Socket.io emit on the move to let the Unity application know that a move had been made. And we'll do that. Kind of some initialization stuff going on here. We've got some load devices, and then we've got a listener here to kind of get things started. All right, so let's go ahead and fire up that server. So we'll do node app.js. So it's listening on port 3000. We're already connected to our two particle devices. If I came over to my web page and clicked refresh, there's our CyberMaze page, and notice that we've got a client connected there. And so we'll go ahead and we'll start the game just to show you. We've created a 4x4 maze, and this is what the maze is going to look like for the users. If I wanted to create another one, I could always click start again and have a new randomly generated maze for that. That's also being logged out here to the console as well. The final piece is getting Unity to come up. And so what we do here is we just start up the game in Unity, and it's kind of waiting for the start game. So we got to go back to our web page and click start game, and that started it up. So if I come into Unity, we now have a view of the game. Let's see, let's move the user with the right controller, move on the mouse and or the cat, and he moved in the right direction. So I move my mouse. Oh, and there's a wall there, so he can't go that direction. So I move my cat again. And then let's move my mouse. Now that we've got a look at the code, let's take a look at the game in action with a couple of kids. In this episode, we took a look at the game that we developed for a recent hackathon. You can find all the code at github.com/bsherwin/cybermaze. Feel free to check it out, fork it, and make your own additions to the game. We hope you've enjoyed this episode, and we'll see you next time on Raw Tech.